إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. This is another lesson that we have been reading from the Sharh of Al-Usul al-Thalatha. Our beloved Sheikh and teacher, Sheikh Sabah ibn Fawzan al-Fawzan, Habibahullah ta'ala. And last week we left off on the issue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers migrating to Al-Madinah and taking residence there. And that's what the author mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers, they migrated to Al-Madinah, they resided in Al-Madinah. And then the rest of the legislation, such as the zakat, the song, the hajj, the jihad, the adhan, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, this became obligatory. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in, for 10 years. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died and returned to his Lord, but verily his religion remains. And there's no good except that he informed his ummah of it, and there's no evil except that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned them of it. And the greatest secret that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed them was tawheed. And everything which is pleasing to Allah. And that's ibadah. Everything which is pleasing to Allah from statements and actions, that which is hidden and that which is apparent, this is from ibadah. This is from ibadah. And the evil that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the greatest evil that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned them of was shirk. And everything which is displeasing to Allah, such as sin and innovation. And Sheikh Salim Fawzan, or even Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned the two proofs for that. And one of them is the statement of Allah in Surah Al-A'raf, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. O mankind, I am the messenger of Allah to all of you. And this is, we mentioned last week, this is from that which is specific for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because every other prophet that was sent before him was sent specifically to his people. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to all of mankind. And that came in the hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said toward the end of the hadith, وكان النبي يبعث إلى قومه وبعثت إلى الناس كافة. A prophet, or the prophet of the past, they were sent to their specific people, but I was sent to all of mankind. And the second proof that Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala brought was the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla from Surah Al-Ma'idah. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَدِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Today, I have completed your religion. I have perfected my blessing. And I am pleased with Islam as your religion. So Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, Habibullah ta'ala, mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not die except that Allah azza wa jalla had completed and perfected the religion. And he had completed his blessing. So that means that the religion is complete. And that means it is a blessing from Allah azza wa jalla. It is a blessing from Allah azza wa jalla. And that verse, and we're summarizing the speech of Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, that verse was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a Friday during the day of Arafat. On a Friday during the day of Arafat. During the Hajjat al-Wada', during the farewell pilgrimage. during the farewell pilgrimage, as it was mentioned by in the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab. It was mentioned in the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was approached by Yahud. Jews approached him, and they mentioned that if this verse was revealed to us, we would have taken this day, we would have taken this day as an Eid, as a celebration. We would have taken this day as a celebration. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, I know which verse you're referring to. You're referring to the verse, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, to the end of the verse, which is in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Which is in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Even Al-Imam, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned in his various books pertaining to that verse. He says, وَهَذَا نَصٌ فِي أَنَّ الدِّينَ كَامِلٌ لَا يَحْتَاجُ مَعَهُ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in his book Minhaj al-Sunnah, he said, this is proof that the religion is complete and it is in no need of anything else. It is in no need of any type of legislation other than Islam. It is in no need of revision and review. It is in no need of modifications. It is in no need of additions. It is in no need of innovations. Ibn Taymiyyah said, this is proof that the religion is complete. And because of that statement, or many other things, I'm going to read some other statements, but because of that statement, you had the likes, or you had the clarity that was given by Sheikh Sadr Fawzan, Habib Allah Ta'ala, where he mentioned, فَهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ فِيهَا فَدْ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الشَّرِيعَةَ الْإِسْلَامِيَ بِالْقُصُورِ أو النقص من الملاحدة والزنادقة أو أصناف المتعلمين الذين قصرت أفهامهم عن إدراك أسرار هذه الشريعة فنسبوا القصور إلى الشريعة. He said, so in this verse, we have proof, or we have a refutation against those who claim that the religion is efficient. Those individuals who are hypocrites, those individuals who are atheists, those individuals who are apostates, and those individuals who are self-taught, those individuals who their intellect and their understanding is deficient, not the religion. So they have not been able to realize the secrets of this legislation. Yani the legislation itself, they haven't been able to realize it. They haven't been able to understand it. So what have they done? They have said it is deficient. وَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ الْقُصُورَ مِنْ عِنْدِهِمْ هُمْ. And they do not realize, they do not understand that the deficiency is with them. The deficiency is with them. So, and even Sheikh Salah Fawzan, Habibullah Ta'ala mentioned, he mentioned that this is kufr. This is kufr. This is disbelief to say that the religion is deficient and incomplete. And it is in need of modification. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, I have perfected the religion for you. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala mentions in another one of his books, which is As-Sadafiyyah, his book called As-Sadafiyyah, he says, فَقَدْ أَكْمَلَ اللَّهُ الدِّينَ بِأُمَّتِهِ أُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم عَلَى لِسَانِهِ فَلَا يَحْتَاجُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ يُبَلِّغْ الدِّينَ الْكَامِلَ لَا يَحْتَاجُونَ إِلَى الْمُحْدِثِ. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, so this informs that Allah has completed the religion for the Ummah of Muhammad upon the tongue of Muhammad. Upon the tongue, because obviously the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the one that informed about religion by way of revelation from his Lord. So Allah has completed the religion for the Ummah of Muhammad, and this was declared upon the tongue of Muhammad. So they are not in need of anything except a person to deliver the message. except for a person to deliver the message of the complete religion, they do not need any innovations. They do not need any innovations. Likewise, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned in his Majmu' al-Fatawa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَدِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. And listen to this, the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that same verse, Surah Al-Ma'idah, at the end of that verse, Allah said, and I am pleased with Islam as your religion. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, فَبَيَّنَا أَنَّهُ يَرْضَ الدِّينَ الَّذِي أَمَرَ بِهِ فَلَوْ كَانَ يَرْضَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ لَمَا كَانَ لَهُ خُصُوصِيًا. Listen to the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah. He said, so in this statement, where Allah says, and I am pleased with Islam as your religion, Allah has clarified that He is pleased with the religion that He has ordered to, and He ordered the people to follow. Allah is pleased with that religion. And if Allah was pleased with anything else, it would have not been important for Him to mention this. That's wonderful benefits from the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah. If Allah was pleased with any other religion, any other legislation, any other law, then it wouldn't have been important for Allah to mention that He's pleased with Islam. Why is Allah mentioning that He's pleased with Islam? Meaning, He's only pleased with Islam. So this is a refutation against those individuals that say, we can coexist. We can be Muslims and Christians and Jews and this and that. And all of these are acceptable. All of these religions are acceptable. All of these religions are religions that are pleasing to Allah. If they were all pleasing to Allah, why did Allah mention, and I am pleased with Islam as your religion? That statement of Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, is a very strong statement, and it can be found in Majmu' al-Fatawa, the 8th volume, page 192. Majmu' al-Fatawa, the 8th volume, page 192. It was mentioned by Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, in Miftah Dar al-Sa'ada. Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, also commented on this verse in the Quran. So, Al-Ma'idah, Ibn Qayyim said in Miftah Dar al-Sa'ada, or the key to the house of happiness, he said, وَتَعَمَّلْ كَيْفَ وَسِفَ الدِّينَ الَّذِي اخْتَارَهُ لَهُمْ بِالْكَمَالِ. Contemplate, Ibn Qayyim said, contemplate how Allah has described the religion which He has selected for them. Allah has described it to be complete. وَالنِّعْمَةِ الَّتِي أَصْبَغَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ بِالْتَمَامِ. And likewise, Allah has described the blessing to be perfected. إِذَانًا فِي الدِّينِ بِأَنَّهُ لَا نَقْسَ فِيهِ وَلَا عَيْبَ وَلَا خَلَلْ وَلَا شَيْءٍ خَارِجْ عَنِ الْحِكْمَةِ بِوَجْهِ. Allah has done so to inform. Allah has done what? Allah has perfected religion and completed the blessing. Allah has done so to inform that this religion has no deficiency. It has nothing which is considered despicable or disliked. There's no deficiency in it. There's nothing missing. And there's nothing which is free from wisdom. Everything in it has wisdom. So there's no aib, there's nothing despicable, there's no khalal, there's no deficiency, there's nothing in need of modification or completion, and everything has wisdom. Bal, Ibn Qayyim continues to say, Bal huwa al-kamilu fi husnihi wa jalalatihi. Rather, the religion is perfect in its good and its greatness. وَوَصَفَ النِّعْمَةَ بِالْتَمَامِ. And Allah has described the blessing that it is complete. إِذَانًا بِالْتَوَامِهَا وَالْتِصَارِهَا. Allah has informed that the blessing is complete to inform that it will continue. That it will continue. Naam, it's not that the blessing would end, yet as long as a person is upon Islam, this blessing will continue. وَأَنَّهُ لَا يَصْبِدْ إِيَّاهَا بَعْدْ إِذْ أَعْطَاهُمُوهَا. That Allah would not take away Islam after He has given it to us. Yani, not that Allah would wipe away Islam and the likes of that. No, Islam would be present until the day of judgment. Islam would be present until the day of judgment. Naam. So this is some of the statements of the Salaf, Ibn Qayyim and Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Qayyim, with regard to this verse. So this informs of what we mentioned. Completion of the religion, perfection of the blessing, and in the blessing, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, say, by the bounties of Allah and His mercy, فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَهُ. You should be, this is that which you should be glad. This is that which you should be happy for. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. This is better than the people, that which the people gather. So you should be grateful. This is the blessing of Allah. Islam is complete. And that's why the Jews said that to Umar ibn Khattab. That's why they said. They said, آيَةٌ نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ لَأُنْزِلَتْ عَلَى الْيَهُودِ لَاتَّخَذْنَا هَذَا الْيَوْمْ عِيدًا. The Jews said to Umar ibn Khattab, there is a verse that has been revealed to you. If it was revealed to us, we would have taken that day as a celebration. Why? Because the religion being complete, perfect, supreme, is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the Jews understood that verse to be a blessing. But you have the Muslims that say Islam. You have some Muslims like du'at today, you know, deviants du'at, of course, deviants du'at in the West and the likes of that, saying that Islam we need to revise it. We need to modify it. We need to have an Islam. We need to have an Islam specifically for the Westerners. We need to have an Islam for the American. And I'm proud, the likes of Yasser Qadhi and others, I'm proud to be an American Muslim. And we need to have our version of Islam. We need to separate ourselves from the scholars. You know, in his lecture on A'udhu Billah, inshallah, the brothers of Ibn Ghazi will continue to expose his deviation. You know, in his lecture, he has the courage to say what the scholars need to understand, what the scholars need to understand. Allahu Akbar. The scholars of Islam don't understand, and you understand? The scholars of Islam that have been studying Islam for 30, 40, 50 years in the place of the revelation of Islam and reading from the books of the Salaf, and an individual now has the courage and the nerve to say, the scholars need to understand. Verily, this is exactly what our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. My brothers and sisters, listen, this is exactly what our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said and warned against. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, آخر الزمان, that the final days, there will be أقوام يحدثونكم بما لم تسمعوا أنتم ولا آباؤكم. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, during the latter days, the individuals that would speak to you with things you've never heard, nor your forefathers. The Muslims of the past, they didn't hear this. And we have individuals 2014 getting their PhDs from Western universities and learning about atheists and this and that, and now they have the nerve to say that we need to have our own version and our own form of Islam. Why? Because it needs to be modified. It needs to be altered. It needs to be adjusted. When A'udhu Billah, this is a statement of kufr. This is a statement of kufr. Allah just said, I have perfected your religion. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ مِنْ يَعِيشْ مِنْ بَعْدِ فَسَوْفَ يَرَىٰ اِخْتِلَافٍ كَثِيرًا. Whoever lives after me, he will see many differences, many different statements, stuff that you've never heard before. Prophet said, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ. Upon you is to follow my sunnah. Sunnah of Khulafa al-Rashidun and the Sunnah of my companions, my rightly guided Khulafa, عَبْدُ عَلِيهَا بِالنَّوَابِجِ. Hold on to it with your momentary quiet. Why do we need to hold on to it? Because there are individuals that are trying to pull it from us. There are individuals that are trying to change our understanding of Islam. because we're attaching it to the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the way the son of the son. Said, no, we need to have our new Islam. Allah says, Allah perfected the religion for us and completed the favor upon us. They said it's not perfected. It is not completed. We have to complete it. وَنَعُوذِ بِاللَّهِ وَنَعُوذِ بِاللَّهِ What was deen then, and that was pleasing to Allah, it is deen now, and it is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, in the author of Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he mentioned another deen about the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a refutation against those who say the Prophet is still alive and don't say he's dead, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A'udhu billah, and you have even from the books of Sufis, they say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined the gatherings of dhikr. They say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined the gatherings of dhikr. This is not something which is foreign, meaning it's not present today. No, you still have individuals. You have Al-Jifri. Al-Jifri, who lives in the UAE. One of the major calls to shirk these days in the name of tasawwuf, in the name of Islam. In the name of Islam, it calls to shirk. He says the Prophet ﷺ is present. And he says that the awliya, individuals that are religious, they can create other than Allah. They can create, meaning in the wombs, they can create in the wombs of the children. In these false beliefs, we've never heard this before from the awliya, from the Salaf al-Salih. We've never heard from the great imams of Islam. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad, Imam Malik. We've never heard these statements. That individuals, they can reach a level of piety in their religion, and now they can create along with Allah Azza wa Jal. It's just never said. Na'am. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in Surah Al-Zumar, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ Verily, you will die and they will die. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ And then on the day of judgment, you will be resurrected, and you will be resurrected عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ You will be resurrected, and you will be compensated or rewarded or punished with your Lord, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى And then Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he goes on to talk about the resurrection. But in this very verse, in Surah Al-Zumar, to the 30th to the 31st verse, he actually brings a proof for both. He brings a proof for the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is dead, and then he also brings a proof that there's a resurrection because Allah azza wa jalla said, and then on the day of judgment, in front of your Lord, you will have your reckoning. So that's actually leads us to the next part of the book. And actually, this is a fa'idah that would help you when you're memorizing Usul al-Thalatha. Because when you memorize this verse in Surah Az-Zumar, if you memorize it and then you're stuck and you're not sure what to say next, think, what was the last part of the verse? ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ So if the person memorizing and he remembers the verse, but he doesn't remember what comes next. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ is the next part of the treatise. So that's the fa'idah of how to memorize. Now, this is going into the next part of the treatise where the author mentions the resurrection, faith in the resurrection. He says, وَالنَّاسُ إِذَا مَاتُوا يُبْعَثُونَ And when the people die, they will be resurrected. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى And now we have two proofs. We have the proof in Surah Az-Zumar, and we have this proof in Surah Taha. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ مِنْهُ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى Allah Ta'ala says, from it we created you, to it you would return, and from it we would resurrect you or bring you to life another time. In Surah Taha, the 55th verse. The reason why the author is going to this issue of belief in resurrection is because there's people that deny it. There's people that deny the resurrection. And that's why Sheikh Sonoff was like, said, هَذَا هُوَ مَحَلَ النِّزَاعَ بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْكُفَّارِ الْبَعْثُ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ This is the place of disagreement. This is the issue of disagreement between the believers and the disbelievers. The believers believe that we will be resurrected. We will be held accountable for our deeds. And it's throughout the Quran. It's throughout the Quran. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. Here again, will you return to the Lord and everyone will have that which he did. So many of the places, in the Quran, Allah SWT mentioned about the resurrection. Allah mentioned in Sheikh Salah Fogan Habib Allah SWT, he mentioned يَوْمَ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَادِ, the day that the people will come out of their graves. The day that the people come out of their graves. وَاللَّهُ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ, as Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah would resurrect that which is in the graves. And Allah mentions the speech of the people on يوم القيامة. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ كَبِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً صَغِيرَةً كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُ مَعَامِلُ حَاضِرَةً. What is with this book? The Mujrimun, you could take the wrongdoers, you think, what is with this book? It doesn't leave off anything. What is that? That's on the day of judgment. That's after the resurrection, or that's after, at the time of the resurrection. So all of this, all of these verses from the beginning of the Quran to the end of the Quran, thousands of verses on the resurrection, but the kuffar, they disbelieve in it. They disbelieve and they say, no, there is no resurrection. إِنَّمَا هِيَ الْحَيَاتُنَا الْأُولَى. Verily, this is our only life. We will not be resurrected. We will not be resurrected. And this was the belief of Quraysh. This was one of the beliefs of Quraysh, that they will not be resurrected. And Sheikh Salah Fawzan, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he brings many proofs to show the resurrection from the Quran, Surah Al-Ma'arij, the 43rd verse, likewise from Surah Al-Qamar, the 7th verse. And he brings other verses. We have a hadith in that regard. A hadith in Sahih Bukhari, on the authority of Abu Huraira. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَذَّبَنِي إِبْنُ آدَمْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ ذَلِكَ وَشَتَمَنِي وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ ذَلِكَ أَمَّا تَكْذِيبُهُ إِيَّايَ فَقَوْلُهُ لَنْ يُعِيبَنِي كَمَا بَدَعَنِي وَلَيْسَ أَوَّلَ خَلْقُ بِأَحْوَنَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ إِعَادَتِهِ وأما شتمه إياي فقوله اتخذ الله ولدا وأنا الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. The hadith of Abu Hurairah in Sahih Bukhari, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah said, the son of Adam has lied against me, and the son of Adam has insulted me. Afwan, the son of Adam has lied against me, and he should have not done so. And the son of Adam has insulted me, and he should have not done so. It would not be fitting for him to do so. As for his lie, it is his statement that I will not bring him back to life. It is his statement that I will not bring him back to life. And then Allah says, and me creating him again is not more difficult than me creating him the first time. It's not more difficult, it's easier. And the fact that I created him the first time should prove that I can create him again. Then, as for his insult, which was not befitting, it is his statement that I took a son. It was his statement that I have a son, and verily I am the one. Verily I am self-sufficient. Verily I was not born. And verily I do not have offspring. And there is no one similar to me. I was not born. I did not begin, nor was I begotten. And I do not have an offspring. No one is similar to me. This is the hadith of Abu Hurairah, radiallahu ta'ala, on Sahih Bukhari. Sheikh Salah Fawzan, hadith Allah ta'ala, mentioned from the proof that there is a resurrection, he said there's many proofs. And the first is that one of the proofs, he said that there's an intellectual proof, and that is in the Quran itself, in Surah Al-Rum, the 27th verse, and it's the same as the hadith that we just mentioned. The fact that Allah created you the first time, intellectual proof. The fact that Allah created you the first time, it proves that Allah can create you again. Because the first time is the most difficult time. Anyway, not for Allah, there's nothing difficult for Allah. But I mean, when we say something, doing it the first time, is the most difficult. So if Allah Azzawajal has to do something again, that has even greater ease. That's one proof. Another proof is the land itself, the earth itself. And Shaykh Salaf Wazan Habibullah Ta'ala, he mentions the proof from Surah Al-Fussilat, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهَا أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِيَةً فَإِذَا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ وَإِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى إِنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. In Surah Al-Fussilat, the 39th ayat, where Allah Ta'ala says, you see the barren land, there's no life. And then we thin down the water, and then you see the foliage, you see the crops and the likes of that. Verily, the one that brought life to the land, he is going to resurrect the dead. And that's in Surah Al-Hajj as well. That's in Surah Al-Hajj. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Hajj about the land, and then the barren land, and then the sending of rain. And then Allah says, and verily Allah will resurrect those who are in the grave. So that is an intellectual proof. That Allah did it the first time, he can do it the second time. Likewise, proof from the Quran, Surah Al-Fussilat, the 39th verse, and Surah Al-Hajj, the beginning of Surah Al-Hajj, as we mentioned. And likewise, Sheikh Salaf Wazan said, another proof is the fact that if there was no resurrection, that means that Allah created us out of jest, out of play. There's no benefit. حيث أنهم يعيشون منهم المطيع والمتقي المؤمن بالله ورسله ومنهم الكافر الملحد الزنديق والجبار والمتكبر والعاصي كلهم يعيشون ثم يموتون دون أن ينال هذا المؤمن شيئا من جزائه أو ينال هذا الكافر وهذا الزنديق وهذا الملحد وهذا الطاغية المتجبر على الناس دون أن ينال جزاءه. Sheikh Salaf Wazan Habibullah Ta'ala says, this means that you have a person who is obedient and fears Allah and obeys Allah, and then you have a person who disbelieves in Allah, an atheist, an apostate, this, that, that, and both of them live and both of them die, and no one gets any reckoning. The believer who is obedient and righteous and this and that, he doesn't get any reward. And the sinful person who rapes and kills and commits shirk and disbelieves and that, he lives and he dies and there's no recompense. What is this? Allah Ta'ala did not create us out of jest. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. In Surah Al-Najm, Allah says, to Allah belongs everything in heaven and everything in earth, so that He can give those who have done wrong, Allah can reward them with evil for their wrong, and Allah can reward those who have done good with good. So this is throughout the Quran. The Surah Al-Jathiyah, Allah says, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ شَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ نَجْزِيَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ سَاءَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah says, do the people that have done evil, do they think that we will make them like those who believe do righteous deeds, living and dying? What a terrible deduction and understanding. What a terrible, despicable deduction and understanding. This is one of the things that Allah Ta'ala mentioned many proofs in that regard. Then the author, Rahimullah Ta'ala, goes on to mention things pertaining to the resurrection, specific things pertaining to the resurrection, where he mentions about the scales. وَبَعْدَ الْبَعْثِ مُحَاسَبُونَ وَمُجْزَوْنَ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ. And after the resurrecting, the people will be, they would receive their recompense based on their deeds. وَالْدَلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. In Surah Al-Najm. So the author, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, now is going to talk about what's the purpose of the resurrection, the purpose of the resurrection, so that the people can receive their recompense. وَمَنْ كَذَّبَ بِالْبَعْثِ كَفَرْ. Whoever denies that there's a resurrection, this person has disbelieved. وَالْدَلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنْ يُبْعَثُوا. And Surah Al-Saghabun. Those who disbelieve, they claim that they will not be resurrected. قل بلى وربي. Say, in fact, I swear by my Lord, you will be resurrected. And then you will be informed about your deeds. وذلك عبد الله يسير. And this is very easy for Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's very easy for Allah Azza wa Jalla. At that point, we will stop. Inshallah, next week we will continue beginning with Nahi Ta'ala. Allah knows best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.